We're back on the Weird But Harmless podcast. It's me, Tim. I fucked that intro all up, but it's just you and me today, which I can proudly say we haven't had to worry about just you and me in a very long time. So to all the guests we've had on, thank you for coming on. Everybody was entertaining, informative.
So, you know who I, before the podcast started, there was a story. This had to do with the guests, like, well, I just gotta tell you what we want to do. We want to find a dominatrix to come on the podcast. And there's a reason why, not just because we're fucking dirty fucks, but there's a story in South Louisiana, St. Tammany Parish, and I'll give you the Cliff Notes version of it. A Catholic priest who was around 38 years old was caught by a passerby walking past the church at night, who noticed some lights on in the church, and there was the on the altar, which I really don't know how big an altar is at a Catholic church. I can't remember. I've been to some, but I just can't remember exactly. So I don't know what they're working with. Anyways, there's a dominatrix, two dominatrixes, that was there with the Catholic priest. I don't know what exactly was doing. They said it was a sex act, but that's kind of vague. What do you mean? What can be considered a sex act?
I admit I know very little about the whole, like, legit dominatrix communities, but everybody thinks it's like prostitution, and it's not. You know, it's almost, in a lot of cases, there's very little sex involved. So it could have been.
That's my understanding. I was talking to someone today, and she said that, you know, it just depends on the dominatrix.
Yes.
But I was under the impression that it was not a, it was something, it was kind of like a humiliation, controlling, but it's not necessarily, almost the idea is like you're not getting laid, like you're just being denied, but somehow people get off. I don't know, I don't understand it. To me, it's not fun unless, something's going in, something
some
else.
Some people like the idea of just being, I hate to sound cliche about it, but my little bit of understanding of it, like, let's take men who are constantly in power. When they go, they want to be the submissive in it, and they want to be dominated because they want someone to be in control of them because they're in charge of people and all that. Now, on the flip side, the guys who like to dominate women in that instance and want to be the dom, it's because they have no power and authority in their real life, and they want to have it in some form or fashion.
Right. Someone was telling me that, you know, it's either like the super CEO that wants to have his ass whooped, or it's like the really meek guy. That's kind of like that's how he is. He's meek in life. He's meek. It just depends on the person, which, you know.
Hey, man, if you ain't hurting nobody, fuck it.
But anyways, this Catholic priest got caught, and he got kicked out of the church.
And arrested.
On a charge that could carry 3 years, which I don't think they're going to get.
Man, I'm kind of like, bro, the dude, he didn't hurt nobody. I don't want that dude to be in jail and tax dollars have to take care of him for something that did not hurt anybody and involved consenting adults. He lost his job. He's not going to ever be a priest again.
No.
Move on.
Which doesn't make sense because can't God forgive you for anything?
We'd have to get somebody else. I don't.
I'm just saying, like, God.
I mean, aren't you supposed to go into the little booth, talk to another priest, and he does save seven Hail Marys and go on about your damn life? I don't know.
I don't know. Like,
we are not the people to talk to about Catholicism. How cool would it be to get a dominatrix and a priest on here at the same time?
I don't know. That might be a little rough. Yeah. You know,
anyway,
I want to admit, I would rather have the dominatrix than the priest. Well, because I think everyone knows about priests. They're not that. I don't know. Maybe their life story is good.
Let's not lie to ourselves. The face they put on for the world to see is not that interesting. Now, we all know behind closed doors,
behind church doors, on the altar in St. Tammany Parish.
Well, so behind closed doors, they get some. A lot of them do.
Well, they're humans. They're humans.
Yeah.
I just think that the Catholic ones are going to be a little more repressed, and that I'm not just trying to shit on Catholics, is because they're not allowed to have sex. They're not allowed to have those basic desires. Anyone who tells you that sex is not a damn near a need, companionship is for sure a need, but you know, sex is pretty damn close. Some kind of sexual gratification, and you're taking that away from them. It makes me think that shit's up. It does. It's not a normal human behavior.
I just don't understand why they can't have sex though. It's like, I mean, not that the Pope is ever going to answer my tweet, but you know, it's like, man, let your priest get laid.
I kind of understood it like a couple hundred years ago of why they kind of did it, because the priests were just running amok. But I think a Catholic priest, can get married and then he can actually speak on things that he knows about.
Yeah.
You know, if this Catholic priest is talking to me about how the family should be raised, but you don't have a family. You don't have kids. What do you understand about children besides the ones you diddle? No, I'm just kidding.
Shit, I don't know. Statistically speaking,
a lot of them fucking, it does happen. You want to deny it.
And you know what? If you'd probably let them get laid, they probably wouldn't do that shit. Because what are they around? They're around little young boys most of the time.
You know what I think it is? Is that they can't. I think that shit attracts those type of people. I don't think they go in there and, like, you know, they turn into like someone in prison. I think there's a lot of them that are like, well, I can do that. And, you know. And this is not talking shit about Catholics, but the church has not only allowed that shit to happen before, they've helped the ones like move to, like, instead of getting justice, to move like out of the country to different parishes, to different everything. So it's not like I'm saying anything that's not true that hasn't happened.
That we know happens. It's not like we're speculating. Like,
no, we know this happened. You know the worst one I ever heard of? They moved a priest that was molesting boys to a school for blind and deaf kids. So they can't. Yeah, it's as fucked up as it sounds. I'm not making that up. And one of the biggest archbishops. You can go look that up. Go look it up.
I don't want to look it up. And then, I don't want it to be true. And I know, I'm pretty sure it is. But it's then, like, I don't want it to be.
And then there was I think his name was Cardinal Law. His last name was Law. Yeah. He was the Archbishop of Boston. And, like, not the Pope now, but the Ratzinger, whatever, the Nazi Pope, the one before this one, mm-hmm. He sent him to the Vatican to escape justice. Like, he was going to be arrested. And he died free, a free man. But Ratzinger, whatever his name is, Ratzinger, whatever the fuck, I don't know what his name is, he was pretty much kicked out because of that. Because of his involvement with it. Now, the new one, I know a lot of people don't like him that are conservative. Because he's, now, in their defense, he has said some things that are not quite in line with, quit fucking with that.
Sorry.
That are not quite in line with Catholic teaching. Like, he's saying some things that are like a little social justice worry that's not quite like, you know,
so he's a modern. He's realized this 2000 whatever it was. I remember him saying it. I don't remember exactly what he said, but I remember the story. But it seemed to me when I listened to him talk that he was understanding. Hey, it's a new age, and if we want, because regardless of what anybody says, statistically speaking, more and more people are leaving any religion.
Yeah.
And I think he might have realized, hey, if we want to keep people here, we might need to lighten the fuck up a bit.
Yeah, but here's the problem: is that then you're in direct conflict with the religion itself. Like, a lot of the shit doesn't change, you know, how God is, or, you know.
It eventually goes out of style. Good about
it. Will, but
another that. I'm not sure what the lifespan of any religion is, but, you know, how long were the gods of Greece worshipped, you know, mm-hmm. until Greece fell, and Rome, and,
yeah,
you know, take your pick. You know, some of these might last a little bit longer.
I think the monotheistic ones will last longer for two reasons. One, they were great at killing people. Two, the gods, like, say, Allah and Jesus and Yahweh, they're a little cooler than Zeus. What I mean by that is Zeus really didn't give a shit about, you know, the gods of the Olympians didn't really care about humans.
They did when they wanted to fuck them.
They did when they fuck them, but for the most part, they didn't care about, you know, they weren't really interested in humans' lives for the most part.
They weren't judging morality.
Yeah, they weren't judging morality. They weren't, but the God now, he loves you, he'll be there for you. It's a much more appealing deity, you know, just secular, speaking in a secular manner, right? So you always have someone that cares about you. So that's where a lot of people derive strength or whatever, is that even when no one cares about me, you know, I know that God cares about me, and that's where they find strength or whatever you want to call it. So I think those religions will last a little bit longer, only because, I mean, in some ways, like for your mental health and everything else, it's probably a little better. You know, why am I going to worship Zeus if he ain't going to do shit for me except rape me?
I mean, it seems a lot of the religious people I know, I think there is hope in prayer. And, you know, every time something bad happens to people that I know that are extremely religious, they pray. And they have this hope as to where, like, people like you, me, and the other atheists, we know, well, when shit goes wrong in my life, if I don't pick myself up and do it my damn self, ain't no, you know.
You know, I don't have a nihilistic look at things. Like, for me, when bad things happen, you know, there's a saying that we use in the oil field. It is what it is. A lot of times it is what it is, and like you have to deal with it. But I think you can deal with it without invoking a spirit and you know, there's also meditation, which is not necessarily religious, not necessarily you have to have a deity for it. It's just about kind of calming yourself down. Like sometimes it's just going in your room and just kind of sitting down and listen to some music. You know, sometimes you can, that's a way of helping yourself cope with stuff like that. I think it's just all a coping mechanism. What's a healthy coping mechanism? Now, maybe it can be bad. You know, each version can be bad because you could be religious and you could be like, I hope God fucking kills all of them. He's like, it's probably not a good idea, you know. All that deep resentment and hatred, it only gets at you.
Yeah.
And besides, it's not 2,000 years ago. You can't go up to your enemy and just club him over the head. You know, so you can't do that. So I'm not saying you have to forgive those people or you have to do whatever or have them a part of your life, but I think it is wise not to burn calories and trying to, you know, continue, just let it go. If not, I think it'd drive you crazy.
So I was telling one of my other friends today, he called me about something. He saw a post, as a political post, naturally, that somebody made, and I was like, man, you gotta ignore it. And, you know, since I've gotten back on Facebook, I don't think I've really posted anything political because I'm just tired of it. I post a lot of art now.
Yeah.
You know, and weird, stupid shit. But it's like,
man, I just do sports and memes.
Yeah.
I have my opinions on things, but like, I had an opinion the other day I wanted to express, but I just didn't feel like getting into it because it just didn't. It was about Columbus and about the importance of his voyage to history, which it is. I'm not saying that he isn't a piece of shit. I'm not saying any of that. I'm not saying that he wasn't a, you know, conniving little bastard that killed people. You know? But, I mean, he's kind of not much different than a lot of other famous people in history.
A lot of other conquerors, I mean.
Conqueror? I mean, what did Julius Caesar do, really?
Fucking conquered.
He fucking...
we have a whole, what is it, Vini Vici...
I came, I saw a conqueror.
Yeah, I mean...
And, like, he went into Gaul, which is modern-day France, and killed 1 million Gauls and enslaved another million. Alexander the Great, yeah, he's called the Great, but what did he do? He went into the Persian Empire and killed millions of people, you know. But you can't deny what the cultural exchange that Alexander the Great had. You can't deny what Julius Caesar did to mold civilization, Western civilization in France and Western Europe. You can't deny what Columbus's discoveries did. That's not the same as saying, like, oh, it's okay that he chopped off the arms of these people. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you can't say we need to forget Columbus. And, you know, they say some bullshit like, let's remember Leif Erikson, who found, like, North America 500 years, 600 years before.
He was a fucking Viking. But you know what Vikings do?
Yeah, they fucking murder people.
They raided. They went to new lands and killed a lot of people to take their shit.
Here's the thing why it's not as important to history. It's like, yeah, he came there, but he found some people, he found some ice sheets, and he didn't really do anything. Nothing really changed in the world. Whereas when Columbus landed, you can make a strong point that it might be one of the most influential things that ever happened in history.
Yeah.
You can't deny that. I don't care how bad or shitty he is. You can't, good, bad, indifferent. He changed the world.
Yeah.
He did.
Did you ever have to watch the weird little animated movie about Columbus in school?
Yeah, I faintly remember that.
You faintly remember? Okay, where it's like the little cricket or something that he talked to. I don't remember the exact thing. It's just... I think we need to tell the truth. That's it. Did he discover America? Did he do something significant? Yes. Now, he needs to be taught. It's kind of... treat him almost... I don't want to say he's as bad as Hitler, but, you know, we still treat... we study people that did bad shit.
Yeah.
And we tell it truly. Just because he potentially discovered modern day America. Now, where did he land at?
He landed Hispaniola, which is an island in the Caribbean. But he also, like, he landed there, and then some other people started coming, and they discovered, like, South America and, like, North America and all this shit. He didn't even find North America. Yes, he did. That's part of North America. Those islands are part of North America. It's part of the Western Hemisphere. He discovered the continents in the Western Hemisphere. And he also made some expeditions to South America later in his life. He is by far one of the most influential, like, important peoples in history. And you can take down his statues. You can try to erase Columbus is to erase history. Simple as that. And, you know, I think you can say, like, yeah, he... you know, he treated people badly, but, you know, I'm kind of like I said earlier, it's like,
he didn't.
Who didn't back then?
It's kind of, I mean, it's not right, but it's kind of what happens when you conquer people.
Yeah, you just go and take their shit. What do you think aliens would do if they landed on Earth, besides tell us that season 2020 is really good for humanity?
Well, they'd probably fucking kill us.
Yeah. They'd probably take what's ours and... probably rape us and do all kinds of shit. They probably would.
I mean, yeah. It's,
put probes in our heads and suck out our brains.
If they got enough technology to fucking, you know, come here, they probably have enough energy to fucking, or enough technology to wipe us the fuck out.
Yeah. Here's a real question. I was asking someone not too long ago about this. If aliens land on Earth and they're not trying to fucking murder us, how long would it be until someone fucked an alien? Assuming they were fuckable, like, there was something...
Within a year. Hold on. Are we talking, like, what type of alien are we talking about here? Are we talking, like, you know, district... well, not district, is it district?
District 9.
District 9?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's going to be a hard no, because that's not a fuckable, but what was the TV series back in the 90s? I fucking don't remember, but they had, inter-alien relationships.
Is it like the bald aliens? They're like bald with like spikes on their head?
Kind of, yeah. I don't remember what it was called, though. Kind of purplish spikes?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's within a year.
Yeah. But like, you don't think someone would fuck... like, if there was a squid-like alien that it had a hole...
I do not want to think about this.
And it felt good. And also, when you fucked it, it gave you like, I don't know, like super intelligence. Someone would stick their dick in it. That's a fact. I don't even think they need intelligence. I think there's some freaks on Earth that would do it. There's some weird... look, I've seen a video of a woman pushing a squid out of her vagina. Don't ask me how I saw it. I just saw it, okay? So, once I saw that, I knew that the capabilities of humans was a little more than I want. I didn't want to believe people could be that depraved. But now I'm like, my innocence has been just ass raped by an elephant. Like, there's no going back. Like, you know, human beings, we're just weird. Yeah, but I think people would fuck even a squid-like alien. That's how much faith I do not have in humans. Like,
so let's take a hold up. I don't know how familiar you are with the comic books, but a female Yautja.
Okay.
Okay, they do exist. Apparently, they're better hunters than the males in the comic books. I could be a little wrong. I'm not as familiar with the comic books as I am the movies. But the female Yautja are pretty good hunters, from my understanding of it, and almost more vicious. But whoever drew them also drew them very chesty. I'm just saying.
Why would non-mammalian aliens have breasts? Do you remember when they had the Ninja Turtles series and they had a female Ninja Turtle, and they made it seem like the turtle had, like, cleavage.
No, I don't remember
like,
this.
It's like a live-action one. It's like, turtles don't have titties. They don't.
It doesn't surprise me. But I guess you got to do something to differentiate male and female turtles. I'm in that position to have to.
Can you just soften their features and like leave them flat chested? It's just creepy. That's creepy. Like, why did you like? Well, we have to let people know that she's a female. Her name is Tina.
She has a very female voice.
And she has a female voice, and she has very soft, has softer features than. It's like we didn't have you. You went there, but you didn't have to. They had to be a joke. Maybe it was a joke.
Maybe.
Weird but harmless podcast.
Talking about fucking.
Here it is.
Man, you really go back and you watch some of the shit we watched as a kid, as an adult. There's a lot of shit in some of those movies. It's like, man, how did I not pick up on this?
Yeah, it was definitely weird. Just some. Shark. What's that? Shark.
Street Sharks?
Street Sharks. That's pretty much Ninja Turtles, but with sharks.
It's cool.
I watched it. I had a toy. I had a Street Shark toy.
It's always weird, too, when they make animated shows for kids based on, like, hardcore rated R movies.
They did RoboCop.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like a soft, like, TV show. When, like, in the movies, he was, like, shanking people in their necks and, like, people were exploding because they were covered in toxic waste. You know.
They did it in Starship Troopers, too. You know, they made a kind of a 3D. This was back when, like, the kind of 3D shows were just getting big and kind of, oh, shit, late 90s, early 2000s. They did it with the Starship Troopers. And I'm like, now I'm like, this movie had people fucking. This movie, it's like big shower scene. It was kind of my early jack-off sections. But, and then it also had people just being ripped to fucking shreds and melted. And I'm just like, huh, all right.
What was the hot chick in that? Not the pilot one. What was her name?
Denise Richards was
Denise
the pilot.
Denise Richards, yeah. It didn't show her, did it?
No. Oh. But she was in Playboy. And I had that one at one point, but I don't know what happened to it.
You know, did you ever buy a Playboy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Personally, me buy it? No.
Okay.
But I did own a Playboy at one point. Like,
I don't think I've ever owned a Playboy.
I owned the one with Denise Richards. That was the only one I owned.
I never owned any porn.
Like, my uncle got me a subscription to Swank magazine for my 18th birthday.
Swank?
Swank. Because...
What is Swank?
Pretty much the... You know how when you buy a DVD, you get the pictures on the back, even on porn?
Yeah.
It's pretty much that in magazine form. They were done up a little bit better, so they were kind of made to look like Playboy, but it was a lot more... It was kind of like a hardcore version of Playboy. But it also showed...
like Hustler?
Kind of, yeah. But
did it show like actual sex?
Yes.
Okay. Because Playboy was really tame.
Yes.
If you go back and look at it. Even now, it's kind of tame.
Yeah.
So I don't really look at Playboy and anything, really. But I mean, like, it was pretty tame. Like,
yeah.
And then some of the, like, once you got past Hustler, you went to, like, the deep end.
The deep end got deep. Like, it wasn't just like, okay, let me sink down a couple feet. No, it got fucking deep.
I was like, there's no need for you to show that. Like, I get it. I know what the anatomy looks like. There's no reason to give me a 2-inch close-up of someone's butthole.
Like, I don't need a rectal examination.
I don't. It's like, any further, this is science after that. Like, this is where the beginning of the rectum starts into the colon. It's like, you can watch that on, like, a... surgery things like this, no, like a what is it? Whenever you have to go to the doctor and they put the camera up your ass,
colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy. It's like, I don't need a colonoscopy. I know where it leads. Okay. Besides, my base desires do not require anything past a few inches. I don't even need to. You don't have to, but they do. Why? Why are people so fucking creepy?
You know, I used to think I was. I don't want to say creepy. Creepy is not a good word. Cause creepy has a negative connotation. People just have different desires. Some of those desires go further down the rabbit hole than mine.
Yeah, but they're not going down a rabbit hole. They're going up someone's asshole. You'll never see 7 inches inside someone's rectum, Tim. You'll never see it unless, fair. You know, in real life.
That's fair.
Okay. Is it? It has to be because you can access it any time. And when you can access it at any time, then you just have to keep going and going and going. Because it's like being in a drug. Like, you can never reach that same high again. You
no,
just,
not even close. It's
chasing sex the dragon. Yeah, well. Weird Arnold's podcast.
It really is kind
of. We ain't had a fucked up one in a while. Fuck it. Yeah. You don't like it, go fuck yourself.
Most people, from what I've heard, though, like the ones where we're a little bit more over the top instead of the ones where we're more tame.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because, I mean, not too many other podcasts are going to talk about, you know, going into the porn shop and finding a magazine where, you know, so you see a girl inserting the Great American Challenge in her fucking ass.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder when I see some of those things, like, where did your life go wrong? What happened? Maybe I don't even want to know.
You know, yeah, I kind of want to know, like, where... I'm not judging you.
Look, when you spit out a fucking
octopus
out of your vagina, maybe I'm judging a little bit, okay?
Okay.
First of all, that thing had to be killed, and it's not going to be consumed. Well, I would say it's probably not going to be eaten, but, you know, I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole. But
you go down that one. There's
I'm
no
sorry,
back.
But I'm judging you for that. And I don't feel bad. And you're not going to be like, well, first. No, I've never shoved anything in me that used to be alive.
And the worst part is, there's apparently an audience for that. Think about that.
I can understand, like, people who are into, like, tentacle porn, but it's like...
Anime.
I can be like, okay. I can somewhat, like... But once you start putting live animals, you know, that's when I start judging a little bit. Sorry. I have standards. They're not very high standards, but they're there.
So, we've talked about this between you and me. I don't want kids. You do. If you have a daughter,
yeah,
it is on your responsibility to make sure that no matter what you do, you do not fail as a father so hard
that she becomes a
that she becomes
throws a squid. I'm throwing that up into the she doesn't have a father. Is that very stereotypical of me? Yeah, but I think that's the case.
I wonder how big of a check she got written for doing that.
You know what? You know why I'm probably judge her worse? Because I guarantee you she didn't get paid that much for it.
I mean...
Like, if it was $100 million, give me an octopus right now. Okay? But if it's, you know...
You'd have to fight me for it, okay?
A couple $100? No. You have no self-esteem. Whatsoever.
You know what I've learned, though, from conversations we've had with all our friends? Some of our friends got some low fucking prices.
It's like, man, I get it, we're all whores, but, you know, not everyone gets their price. Everyone has a price, but not everyone gets it.
No.
You know.
I don't know how me and one of our friends got on the conversation, but really, famous actor. I'm not going to say his name because if he ever hears this, you know, I don't have to explain the story. But she asked me, she's like, you know, if he offered you, you know, would you let him fuck you for millions of dollars? And I was like, well, yeah, you know, I'm poor as fuck right now. You know, I can't, yeah, my price, you know, millions of dollars, sure. She's like, well, how much? And I was like, that depends. What do you mean it depends? Well, if I'm pitching, the price is a little bit lower. It's still millions, but it's a little bit lower. Now, if I'm catching, that price is going to go up a little bit.
There's the economics of your... self-respect changes depending on situation.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But doesn't everybody's?
Yeah, I mean, it does, but I mean, like,
I mean,
there's a point of no return for me.
Yeah, everybody can get mad at Anna Nicole Smith all they fucking want. But Old Man River knew exactly what was going on, and he didn't give a fuck, and she didn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
the only people who cared were the kids who got fucked out of the inheritance, which I kind of understand, but...
Okay, do you think that he was... He was in a wheelchair. Do you think he was capable of doing what he did? First of all, was he mentally there? I have a bigger problem if he was mentally unsound than if he was physically. You know, he could sit there and be like, watch her, you know.
I mean, apparently, like, he was mentally sound enough to go to the strip club.
Yeah, but I've seen people at the strip club. You don't have to have that much of a mental capability of going there.
Fair enough.
You just have to be able to show an ID that will get you in. You know, they don't have an IQ test at the fucking strip club.
Thank God, because I don't know if we'd be let in either.
Because if it is anything above 25, you know, they would have about 6 people in there.
We need to go to the strip club soon whenever I can see the strippers without masks, because, you know.
Wait, the strippers would wear masks?
I think so. I don't know how the strip clubs operate right now. I mean, this is something that needs to
be. Do they even operate?
I don't know. I do not know. These are details I need.
Look, I get irritated at pasties. I just couldn't go if they had a mask on.
Hey, babe. I'll give you a 5 if you pull down that mask. Let's live dangerously.
Just cough in my face.
Someone would pay for that.
I know. Someone did.
It ain't me.
Like, if I gave you $100, would you just cough right in my mouth? Someone's doing it.
Why does he got to sound like the biggest redneck on the planet, though? What? Why does he got to sound like people we know?
What do you want him to be like?
I don't know.
Good madam. Would you mind expiring your mouth fluids into my mouth for a measly 58 euros?
Is it weird that I have more respect for that guy than I do the other dude? Like,
he's a rat, too.
I know, but it's just like, you know, it's kind of like that stupid-ass alien documentary we were watching that time where, no lie, this was my first time getting stoned watching it. It was my first time getting stoned in forever. We were watching this documentary, and the dude was from Massachusetts, and I just look at you, and I'm like, is it weird that I take this dude a little bit more seriously since he's from Massachusetts? If he was from West Virginia, I'd be like, this dude is fucking...
Yeah, if he was in a trailer park, no one would believe him. It's like, what bag of meth did you get on and think that, well, 6 of us were each abducted by the same alien? It's like, no, 6 of y'all were arrested by the same cop. They had the same light, though, shining on you. Okay? But just because they were from New England, these nice white families that spoke very well, it's like, yeah, I kind of believe them. Them motherfuckers are crazy, too.
I mean, my ability to believe him is still pretty low, but it's just a notch higher than, hey, Cousin Bobby said he was on that damn near hill over there and the aliens came from him.
He said, they came down and took him up there, and this is his words, not mine. They shoved something up his asshole, and he came down. I saw it. I saw his ass. He was stretched out, and I was like, that had to be an alien. There's no way in hell it could be anything else besides an alien probe. You know what I mean?
We do. We can do those redneck voices a little bit too well.
Well, you know, when I was brought up, by them aliens, they were very gentle with me, and then they forced me to do things that I was not comfortable with, but unfortunately they had a laser pointed right at my face, and they said they'd melt my brain out, so they brought in that other alien, and we did what we did, and that's what I'll have to live with the rest of my life.
Nola, what was the movie? It had the greatest alien scene ever. The rest of the movie was...
Fire in the Sky.
Yeah, that was a pretty intense scene. The rest of the movie wasn't that good, but...
But here's a real question. Why are all alien abductions sexual? They're either sexual or they're medical or they're medically sexual. Like, how much can you really learn by shoving something up a butthole? You know? And besides, all the stuff you can learn from that, you can learn it by the third person. You don't need to continually shove shit up at people's assholes for 50 fucking years.
Here's the real answer to that. Because people got fucked in the ass by their Uncle Jimmy. And instead of facing the fact that their Uncle Jimmy fucked them in the ass, they were abducted by aliens.
Do you think it's like a trauma response? All that alien shit's a trauma response?
I mean, I'd say most of it is. If it isn't drugs, it's a trauma response. It's my opinion. Because I believe there's a lot of shit that has an explainable answer. And a lot of... I mean, hey, look. Yes, you're probably right.
But rape aliens is not it.
Rape aliens is not it for the most part. And I'm not saying it probably ain't ever happened. I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, however, 1% of the people who say they have been raped by an alien probably legitimately were raped by an alien. Now, hold up.
This is such a ridiculous topic.
Now, hold up. Now, if it's different species of aliens coming to do it, that might change the game. Because maybe they don't have the same knowledge that Alien A did. So Alien B comes, he ain't gonna probe some asshole in fucking Jersey. Well, goddamn. fucking alien A group, you know, they anal probed some asshole from Washington. They got a different result than us who just anal probed this dude from Jersey.
But why would they come to the United States when they could get filmed? People could, you know, you could have evidence. When you go some fucking dark place in Somalia and just do it all the time and never get caught.
Maybe it does happen, and we don't know it.
Or think like there's people in South America who are like uncontacted tribes. You know, I mean, do you think the aliens just can't find them?
I mean, I'd say we are a little bit easier to find.
I mean, they're aliens. They're coming from another galaxy. I mean, what? How hard could it be to find someone in a fucking grass tutu?
Look, man, depending on my current state of mind, it's hard for me to find my fucking keys in the morning, so I don't put shit past anything.
I just like to think that the aliens are a little smarter than us. Like, if they came down and they were kind of, like, on par with us, I'd be disappointed.
Think about this.
Just a little smarter, I'd be like,
This is scary as fuck to think about. There is if there are aliens, they're smarter than us and could wipe us out. And we're not the most intelligent life in the universe. That's scary. There's another factor. Maybe we are the most intelligent life forms in the universe. That's pretty fucking scary, too. Skipping ahead a little bit and out of the anal probe section of our podcast, you're going to Turkey for a couple weeks. That's not necessarily what I want to talk about. That is pretty cool. But here's the cool thing. The day you come back, the world, well, maybe not the world. Maybe. I don't know.
I really didn't think about it until today.
The United States might be on fire.
Like, I'm flying in. Like, I'm leaving there on the 2nd. So, that means I'm going to be flying in on the day of the election. Damn, I didn't even think about that. Fuck.
He might be telling the pilot to turn the fuck around. Let's go back.
I don't know where I want to go, though. Here's the thing. I would like to be in the ground. But, you know, if you remember last election, they didn't really know until, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
No. I think they knew. I just don't know if they really wanted to accept it.
I don't know.
You think... So...
So, I'm leaving on the 2nd, Turkey. So, that means... But, you know what? I may get there a day early. I mean, not a day earlier. I may get there beginning of November 3rd. Because I'm starting November 2nd, but I'm going back in time coming across. I'm coming back 8 hours.
Yeah, so you may still be here November 2nd.
But it's a 22-hour overall flight. Like, overall, like, trip.
Yeah.
So if I leave at 2 in the afternoon, Turkey, then what does it mean? I'm probably going to get back the next day and noonish, depending on how everything flights goes and all that shit.
I don't know.
So I may be tired and just sleep through the election.
So let's go further down a different rabbit hole.
Okay.
If Biden somehow wins, think Donald Trump just, okay, see you later. Or do you think he continue? This is my liberal side coming out. He's, in my opinion, he's a little bit of a spoiled narcissist. Think he just hands over power, you know, quietly?
You know, I think he does.
Do you think his people let him hand over?
I don't think his people are the problem. I think he's the problem. Okay. I think they're going to eventually, like, look. It may be a few hours, but I think he'll concede.
Who do you think wins?
I kind of think Trump wins in a landslide.
I do, too. I don't even think... The weirdest part is I've never heard anybody be really pro-Biden. I've heard people be more anti-Trump.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
Okay, so someone posted something that, you know, they said, like, you shouldn't say something about Joe Biden's potential of having dementia because someone who has dementia or a family member could be seeing that and, you know, it upsets them.
I don't give a fuck. That person, that family member is not running for fucking United States leader.
Exactly. That person does not have access to enough nuclear power that he can wipe out a third of humanity and probably two-thirds of humanity in a day. In one day. All of life on Earth could be extinguished. Which I'm not too sad about that.
I mean, I was about to say, it's not my saddest day, but...
But that motherfucker, it's literally like this. It's like, I would never make fun of a blind person. But at the same time, if you told me that a blind person was flying my plane, I would tell you, well, I'm not getting on it.
Yeah.
Is it anything against the blind person? No, it's just a reality of the situation. This guy exhibits dementia-like symptoms. And you're telling me that he's going to have a window of like 4 minutes to make a decision whether or not to fucking nuke Russia? Come on, let's get past their, like, you know, lovey-dovey side of us and look at it realistically. Now, at the other side is like, do I trust Trump not to, like, you know, jangle his spurs and launch nukes? You know, I don't know either. But so far, he hasn't. So that's the only thing I really go by.
I think the weirdest thing is the reason why people like him is because he is the way he is. But I think people wouldn't hate Donald Trump so much if somebody just took his fucking phone away.
Yeah.
Just take.
He says some stupid shit, that's for sure.
And did you see the thing where he said he had the Seattle police chief or whatever, the sheriff, on him, give him an endorsement, and then like within 12 hours, the sheriff was like, dude, I have never once in my life supported you, motherfucker. It's like, bro. And, like, I think he just goes up there and makes shit up because he knows the people who follow him, they ain't going to care.
Remember we were talking about, like, him saying that if he went and shot somebody, that he would probably gain supporters? I don't think he's wrong.
I don't either. That's the sad
thing. I was kind of, like, skeptical at first, but I was like, I think he might be right. I think that crazy son of a bitch is right.
I saw something that said after the first presidential debate, which was a shit show, Joe Jorgensen was the most Googled person on the fucking internet.
That debate was pretty sad. There was nothing like...
That was a school... That was like watching something on the playground between kindergartners.
Yeah, it was. It was not something I could really respect either one of them for.
No.
I guess Trump won it...
But he didn't win it other than he just took up... He didn't let Joe Biden speak.
Yeah, I mean...
Hey.
This sounds crazy. And he doesn't really stand for a lot of stuff I stand for. You know who seemed really measured and, like, a little boring, but a decent person? It was Mike Pence.
I didn't watch that one.
Mike Pence seemed like a level-headed, decent dude. I'm not going to lie, he did. You know, Kamala seemed a little stuck up. She seemed like she was just scoffing at everything he said. And then getting mad anytime he would say anything. It's like, this is a debate. It's not going to be fucking civil. You know it's not going to be civil. Quit saying, like, let me speak. It's like, well, why don't you quit being a fucking pussy and fucking just speak over him.
That was kind of the only thing I thought about. And my mom was like, you know, Trump just seemed like a bully. I'm like, yeah, he did. But you want to know what fucking Biden seemed like? He seemed like a fucking pussy. Like, man, you're a grown man. And you're a grown man. You're in a debate with a dude. I'm not sure his intelligence level, but he seems like he doesn't understand debating. He seems like he understands how to be a narcissistic, spoiled little brat. I'm sorry, that's my opinion of the president. Regardless of politics, he's a narcissistic, spoiled little brat that wants to be praised and worshipped. And that's just not the game, man. You know, you're the president. Do your fucking job. You know, I don't give anybody. Have you ever heard me give praise to anybody for doing the job they were supposed to do?
No.
Okay. You are now, and I say that with love. You know, we've had Brett, a police officer, never given him praise. You know, I'm not going to praise and worship him for doing his job. Could I do his job? Fuck no. But, you know, I'm not going to give. You're the president, man. You're supposed to hold yourself to a higher fucking standard and understand. You are supposed to be an example for the American people, and the only example you know how to set is, I didn't get my way. I didn't get my way. I'd have had respect for Joe Biden had he just walked up and fucking clocked Trump, and I'd have voted for that motherfucker.
Here's the thing, though. You deal with this dementia-ridden pussy who's
been in politics for way too fucking long. That's all he knows how to act like is a politician.
Versus this narcissistic asshole who's a bully. I think I'd rather have him.
I mean, I agree. I agree.
I begrudgingly say that. I don't want to say that. But if I'm being realistic, I'm like, shit. If I need to make sure that someone isn't going to fuck with us, it's probably going to be Trump and not fucking Biden. Biden probably will forget by the next morning, like, what? Iran? All right. Mm-hmm. Trump's pretty sharp. He may be all drug-fueled, but for an old man, he's pretty sharp.
No, man. Drugs. Hey. Shit, who am I to judge? But I don't know, man. I just... And the weirdest part is I'm so tired of seeing this bullshit. Well, voting third party is a waste. If enough people voted third party that actually wanted to vote for a third party, goddamn. They'd have to... And I don't understand why Joe Jorgensen can't go debate. She's on the ballot for all 50 states. You know, let her debate. Let her see what the fuck she got. And let the people... But here's my real problem with it. The Republicans and Democrats get to choose whether she's up there or not. I'm sorry. You know, that seems a little bullshit.
Well, you know why that is. Because that's not... The debates have nothing to do with the government.
I know. I mean,
it has all to do... Like, the Democrat... The parties are independent of the government. They just happen to be the party that's in control.
Yeah.
It's been elected. So...
And also, we need to give them more time than an hour and a half with two-minute sound bites. Man, that needs
you know what it's like, though? It's like having a Dragon Ball, like two characters in Dragon Ball Z fighting each other. And which is like, well, I want to bring this person from Sailor Moon. Well, they're not a part of the same thing. So, like, well, if you did, it's like, no, it's not going to happen. That's the same thing with the debates, like. They're in control, and they have no obligation. They have, and really, there's no reason for them to, because they know that one person is going to get fucked over more by the third party vote than the other. They hate each other, but they need each other. They're the same thing.
I just personally feel that if Joe Jorgensen, and you know what's funny about it, she's more pro Second Amendment than fucking Trump.
She is. Trump is the most anti Second. He was more anti Second Amendment than fucking Obama is. That is a fact. I don't care how much you bitch and say that he isn't. That is a fucking fact. Well, the fucking bump stocks and blah blah blah. Trump has actually threatened just as much as fucking Obama. But hey, you know he said Obama couldn't get shit done. Well, Trump got shit done. Yeah, he banned bump stocks. And that's how it fucking starts. Bump stocks are stupid. They don't make any sense. There's no reason for them.
It's gun control.
It's gun control. It is gun control, and that's how it starts. Well, I don't believe in the fallacy of, what is it, the slippery slope. Well, what the fuck it? It's a taboo. Once you break that taboo.
Little by little, baby.
It just shows that Trump is pretty much leading a fucking cult. I've always thought that. It's like cult worship. It's like.
My favorite thing, too, well, when a little slight detour. Biden's not really that liberal or progressive. He's a very almost soft Republican.
Yeah,
very. He's Republican light would be my best way.
I mean his police reform and criminal reform is really more of a Republican thing than it is a Democratic thing. That's another thing that irritates me though, is that you have all this shit about like anti-cop, and that you're getting the person who created the program that fucked over a lot of. Like minorities when it comes to the cops, and then two, you're also getting one of the basically the lieutenant who carried out the orders. Like Kamala Harris is a fucked up individual. She is. She threw so many fucking minorities in prison. Like, go look at it if you think I'm bullshit.
I know you're not. That's the funny part about it is like she kept people in jail past their release date.
Yeah.
But she's got that D. She's not that D. But no. she got that D beside her name, and that's all people care about, man. And it's the same way with the Republicans, man. It's like if people did some fucking research and just put some time and effort into fucking if people put as much time into fucking researching the politicians as they did researching for their fucking fantasy football team, goddamn, we wouldn't be in the state we're in. But no. People will latch on to one idea. This motherfucker's pro-life, okay? He's a fucking dumbass in every other aspect. Can barely read and write, but yeah, you go with it. He's pretty pro-fucking life. You know
the number one thing you can do when it comes to abortion? Not getting an abortion. That's the only thing that you really can do. I was telling you earlier about when it comes to abortion and abortion laws don't stop abortion. You know what they stop? They stop poor people's abortions. Rich people don't give a fuck. They're going to get their abortion one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like it's like another reason why I'm like against the death penalty. Look, man, there are people that I think should fucking burn in hell and be fucking ripped apart by fucking dogs. But if you're rich, you don't get fucking executed.
Oh, yeah.
If you have influence, someone said it's called capital punishment because if you don't have the capital, you get the punishment.
They have country club jail where if you can afford it, you're there. But, I mean, you got a fucking nice private room with DVDs and TV. It's like if you can afford to go to the night, you know, because most of the big jails, they're not owned by the government. Jails are privately owned entities. And if you can afford it.
Why do you think Louisiana doesn't want to do anything legalizing marijuana? We chunk more people there. I should have gotten invested in fucking private prisons.
Dude.
Making fucking bank. Fuck?
And most people don't even know there is a such thing as private prisons. They just think prisons are controlled by the government. No, most of them are fucking private prisons owned by private entities that get paid bank per inmate. So, and if I make my money per inmate I got, I kind of want a lot of people there.
Here's my thing about private prisons. I'm not necessarily against them. I'm more like, okay, if you're going to operate a private prison, you have no say when it comes to policy. You can't, you're not even allowed to lobby.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Never going to happen.
Oh, no.
But I mean, I just.
I personally think everything should be left to a popular vote. Shouldn't be no law. Shouldn't be no lobbying group. Shouldn't be no politicians. Shouldn't be no. It's like, hey, what does America want?
Yeah, just if you have too many dumbasses, then you're going to get dumbass things elected.
I mean, it's happening anyway, man. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to avoid the fallacy of one person as much as possible. Because let's say, and we were talking about this, and it does kind of go along with the popular vote, too. We're in the middle of local elections, too, for different things. And I look at our candidates for certain things, and I'm just like, you watch every one of these fucking political campaigns. What are they doing? They're in a fucking cotton field shooting a gun, talking about which goddamn Duck Commander character they fucking got representing, you know, giving them an endorsement.
Now that they got a family and, you know, they go to church every Sunday and they're just your regular folks, right?
Okay. One, yo ass ain't worked in a cotton field ever. Okay. One, most people don't even have to work in a fucking cotton field because they got big fucking machines that pick that shit for you. They're expensive as shit, by the way. Anyway, moving on. But, are you hearing this weird thing in the background?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. But,
I think it was my earphones. Anyways.
But, you know, it's just like, I don't give a fuck how many guns you shoot. Are you qualified to do the job that you were being elected for? And what, it's kind of like, man, I don't know, it just frustrates the shit out of me because I look at it and I'm like, and I look at fucking things like that.
I think, I don't know what that sound is. I'm trying to figure it out.
If you can see us right now, we look fucking ridiculous as hell. But I don't know, man. I just feel like the system, and then, you know, you got certain people. I'm going to go help Donald Trump clean out the fucking swamp. Dude.
Shut up.
You're from a small shithole in Louisiana. No, you're not. You're going to stand up, and you're going to be told by important people, the people that have been there for forever, to sit the fuck back down.
Well, I get why the candidates say what they say, because, you know, most people are like that. But, like what is it, like 60% of the population around here is black? I never see any black candidates running for fucking 5th Congressional District. Not that they would do any better or do any worse. It's just, I mean, there's, my thing is like, the person doesn't have to be like me for me to like them.
Yeah.
They just have to, like, believe in policies that I think is better for us. He doesn't, just because someone was, like, if someone was a half-Syrian dude, as like, I'm, why would I vote for you just, there's no reason for me to vote for you just because. I have no reason, why? Because, well, because you're like me. Okay, but you believe in raising my taxes. Well, then I don't like you. I don't care how.
You well, where are them taxes going to go anyway? Yeah. That's weird sidebar here, but I'm not against taxes. I don't like the fact that, one, I don't like taxes being taken out before I ever see my check. That shouldn't be how it is. I should be able to keep all my money. Just end of the story. If you're going to tell me that, hey, we got to raise sales tax to pay, and we're going to take that money and we're going to put it back into the schools. So we're hoping with the sales tax, you know, fucking audit them motherfuckers. Okay, with this sales tax, by the end of the fiscal year, we raised, let's go with $5 million. I'm just throwing a number out there. And then in the fiscal year, we raised $5 million. And the reason we raised these taxes is to put all that money into schools. Okay.
Yes.
You better be able to tell, okay, $5 million in the span of area. Let's say it covered 13 schools. Divide $5 million by 13. And at the end of the year, if there is one penny not accounted for, where the fuck is that one penny?
Yeah.
But that's not what the fuck happens. Oh, we're, you know, we're raising your taxes. Okay, why? Well, we just said we're raising your fucking taxes. Like, nah, man, let's hold these people accountable.
Quit asking questions.
Like, I don't understand this. Why do, you know, I think I saw a statistic one time, like, Congress only had, like, a 20-something percent approval rating, but had, like, a 90-something percent fucking re-election rate, and I'm like,
it's our fault.
It's our fault.
It's our fault. Everyone's guilty.
And I really think, like, and we were talking about the popular vote, and I was, you know, think certain things, you know, the defund the police shouldn't be a law. It should be like, okay, 5th Congressional District of Louisiana, wouldn't you like to defund the police? Yes or no? Now, on the flip side of that, let's say prayer in school. 5th Congressional District, would you like to enforce prayer in school? Hey, say it. You and me are going to be praying in school.
Well, here's an issue, though. Prayer in school is a constitutional issue.
That's fair.
The police department is, whatever's not dictated to the federal government is kicked back to the state and the people. Mm-hmm. So people could vote on that because it's not a constitutional thing. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. Now, the right to, you know, pray or whatever, you know, establishment of religion, you know, all the clauses about the First Amendment, it does matter. You can't vote on those like that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, where are you going to, you know, defund the, I don't know, like, you know, the problem with a lot of stuff is like, well, what we mean is like, well, why don't you say that instead of saying defund? Because that makes it sound like you're anti-cop, and you're never going to win by that.
Because people have a short, people are trying to get clicks, they're trying to get news articles. Yeah. And, well, what we really want to do is we want to make sure that the police are held accountable and that all the dollars and cents, they, whatever, you know. But what that shit, I couldn't even think of all the shit to say. Defund the police. Okay, quick, catchy. Fits in a bumper sticker. That's what matters.
Gets people to fucking click and make money on it.
How long have we been talking?
50 minutes.
And most of it was taken up by anal probes bands.
I figured we'd go till 10 more. 10 more minutes.
All right.
I'm just kind of tired, to be honest with you.
Me too.
I wasn't really planning on doing this, but
We did need to get some content
get
out
before out for our left. Who knows? Maybe when we get back,
we can do a live commentary on the.
You know, if we get back and I'm not too tired, we should do like a, you know, couple podcasts, like beginning, middle, and end.
I'm down.
Let's see what we can do.
Shit show it will be if Biden wins.
I don't know.
I kind of want it to happen just so I can watch. Like, all of our friends are going to fucking...
I still believe more crazy shit is going to happen if Trump wins.
I don't know what that crazy shit... I think some places... I'm not going to say which places. Some places may burn.
Places are going to catch on fire.
Yes. And I'm not saying which cities, but I guarantee they're going to be the more liberal cities.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Dallas is going to have a problem.
No.
Detroit. There are going to be a lot of places that are going to fucking burn that night.
I Which doesn't make sense to me. It's like, why are you burning the town you live in? Like, what good is this going to do? Show me. Show me on a dollar.
I don't know. It don't make any sense to me, but I mean, you know what? If you want to burn down your neighborhood Walgreens, be, you know, it's not mine. Go ahead. Ain't my Walgreens. Just don't ask me for taxes to fix your shit after you do it.
Yeah. You can fucking suck a dick.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Burn your shit down. I don't care. As long as you don't ask me to fucking rebuild it. And my taxes aren't going to rebuild it.
Yeah.
You know, you deal with it after that. It's not my problem anymore.
Because I guarantee if you got to start paying for it, you're going to start thinking about, hey, do we really want to burn this down?
Yeah. But I guess if you never had anything in your life and, you know, you don't really give a fuck, then...
I do think
perhaps I would burn shit down if I was raised in a different area in a different way. I don't know.
And one thing I did notice about some of the the rioters for George Floyd, a lot of them just looked like they didn't. You know, they were just there to fuck shit up. They didn't give a fuck about George Floyd. They didn't care about making the world better for, you know, anybody. It's just like, man, we're here to fuck shit up.
What does someone stealing the self checkout from a Target have to do with George Floyd?
Maybe George Floyd wanted a blow up dinosaur or something. I don't know shit.
You know, just like, how does your stealing of 3 lamps from Target, how does that, first of all, why would I sympathize with him? At what point am I going to go, well, I understand why she'd steal 3 lamps? That's a joke, because I would.
Yeah, it's like, man, I'm trying to find some ration. I can't.
As bad as it sounds, if you went and burned down the cop precinct where he worked at, I can be like, maybe I don't agree, but I can see your focus is on the people who you think wronged you.
Yes.
You know, whether I agree with it or not doesn't really matter. But I can be, at that point, I can be like, I can look into myself and I'm like, well, maybe we do need to change. But when you go and burn down a Target or a Walgreens or some dude's fucking chicken wing business, you know, I feel sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for you.
Fuck you. Did you see where those people put the St. Louis couple pled not guilty? And the governor, I mean, the governor's already said, hey, man, no matter what happens, they ain't going to jail.
You know, you don't bust in a fucking neighborhood and start intimidating people. Well, you know what? They pulled their guns out and said, come on, come fuck with us.
Yeah.
I can't say I won't do the same thing they did.
No. I don't, you know that Rittenhouse cat? I'm just like, I don't know.
If he just went and shot people, if we just went and shot people, he would go to prison. The problem is, shit.
What is it?
The problem is, I don't know where I was going, is that people attacked him. If people hadn't attacked him, and if you watch the videos,
I felt like he went looking for problems, though.
He may have, but he did not start it. The bald dude who was a pedophile, started it.
I'm not defending.
Dude fucking hit him in the head.
I'm not defending anybody.
And
I'm saying
shot that motherfucker.
I mean, true. I'm saying there's a lot of people who are in the wrong. Nobody was
all
right.
Of them should have never fucking been doing that stupid horseshit they were doing. That is
and
a
people
fact.
Are, people calling Rittenhouse a hero. I'm like, no, he wasn't. He was a dude put in extraordinary circumstances, and he had the ability.
I'm just looking at what happened. He went there. He had the gun, but you can walk around with a gun.
Yeah.
People can. The guy fucking threatened him and hit him with something, and he shot him. The other guy pulled a gun on him, and he blew his fucking arm off. And then the other guy, he fucking, like, hit him with a fucking skateboard. Someone hits you with a skateboard in the head.
Especially with the trucks. It hurts.
Yeah. You can be like, I thought he was going to kill me with it. Could you kill someone with a skateboard?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, you could. So, first guy, hit him with something. He shot him. Second guy, tried to pull a gun on him and shot him. Well, he was actually the third guy. The other guy hit him with a skateboard. He shot him in the chest. Hate to say it, he ain't going to jail. And I can't really not justify it. It's like, do I think he's a hero? Do I think he's this? I don't think
he should be worshipped the way he's being worshipped.
No, he should be worshipped. But if we're looking at what happened in the situation, hey, man, some people made some mistakes.
A lot of people made mistakes.
One of my favorite sayings is said, come at me, bro, and the bottom says, and the bro cameth.
I don't know, man. And it's just like, I see people. It's like George Floyd should not have been turned into a martyr. Okay? He wasn't a good person. And something terrible happened to him. But He wasn't going to stop being like, oh, he was this. No, don't martyr him. He was a person. Yes. Did he potentially inspire change? Yes. But he's not a martyr. Kyle Rittenhouse, don't martyr this kid. He was a guy put in a situation, and he made sure he's not a hero.
I don't think
stop
he is.
Stop hero worshiping. Stop making people be heroes that aren't heroes. No. George Floyd was not a hero. Kyle Rittenhouse, not a fucking hero. I don't understand.
They're just people who were in a situation, and I'm just judging them on what happened in that situation.
Yes.
Simple as that. You know, George Floyd thing, I was like, you know, he may have been a complete scumbag, but like we talked about before, just because someone's a scumbag doesn't mean the cop has a right to kill you no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, if he pulls a gun on you, yeah, he pulls a knife on you and guns you, I don't really care. You know, I don't want to go too far into that because we've talked about it so much, but, you know, it doesn't matter what he did. You can't just sit on his neck like that, even after he passed out. If they'd gotten out of him after he passed out, maybe I could be like, you know, then I'd be like, well, I don't know. It looked bad. He may have died of fentanyl, but, you know.
Having somebody on his neck for 10 minutes.
For fucking 8 minutes and 53 seconds is like, be real. You know that fucking, maybe he died of the fentanyl. Maybe he died because of the fentanyl and the combination of his neck. Maybe he died completely because of his neck. We don't really know. We're talking about the cop didn't have to do what he did, and he did. That one did. I can't really say the other ones are going to go to jail because, you know, they were all, I don't think any of them, I think that guy was a superior.
Yeah.
And he's being told, and the guy was his first day on the job. The one guy, and it's like, oh, fuck.
Well, he probably ain't going to go back to that job.
No. First day and last day, I guess. First week or something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, you want to talk about the Saints, or?
Yeah.
Want to talk about ULM's 0-5?
No.
Oh, God. Who you think wins since you won't be in town, Gaethje or Khabib?
I think Gaethje wins.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going with Gaethje. I want Khabib to win, but I think Gaethje wins.
That's a bold statement, sir. I want to say Dustin and fucking Connor are fighting in January.
I keep saying this, but I've never seen anything official.
Yeah. I think that's going to be a lot better fight this go-around.
Well, anything else? Because I was kind of...
Yeah, I'm kind of on my last gas.
Yeah. Don't get abducted by aliens. If you do...
Don't let them probe you.
Don't let them probe you.
Tell your daughter you love them every day.
So when we get back, we don't know who's going to be president. Like, I don't know when I'm going to be back, but when we get back, we'll do a post-election recap. Unless, you know, things are on fire and nukes have been flying, we'll come back. But besides that, anything else, Tim?
No.
Look at my... Got one more minute to fill. Actually, we got 45 seconds.
Go check us out on Twitter and on Instagram now. We are set up social media-wise.
We are on Spotify.
We are on Spotify.
And iTunes.
iTunes. Spotify is a lot easier to access to than Podomatic.
No longer do Podomatic. We host on Podomatic, but you technically can go to Podomatic, but I suggest going to either Spotify for Android and iPhone, and if you have an iPhone, you can also go to iTunes. Look at Weird But Harmless podcast.
Yep. And give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram. We might be doing some more competition soon. So thank you for all the people who participated last time. I think that's all I got.
All right.
Don't die in Turkey.
Don't die in Turkey, Ferris. All right. And we are done.